Hi everyone, my name's Marcus and I'm here to share my journey as an independent artist. My path into the creative industries wasn't exactly traditional. When I left school, my parents wanted me to study architecture, which seemed like a safe, respectable choice. However, I actually ended up graduating with a degree in biology. I always loved sketching the specimens we studied, and soon my passion for drawing overtook my interest in science.
Of course, making a living as an artist straight out of university is incredibly tough. I initially thought I could get a job as a graphic designer to pay the bills, or perhaps even work as a teacher. As it turned out, I spent 3 years working as a waiter. It was exhausting, but the flexible hours allowed me to paint during the day.
Finding somewhere to show my work was another major hurdle. I approached several trendy coffee shops, hoping they'd let me put my art on their walls, but they all turned me down. Eventually, a local library agreed to exhibit a few of my pieces in their reading room. It wasn't a glamorous gallery, but it was a start.
And that's where the turning point happened. A journalist who wrote for a well-known arts magazine happened to be visiting and saw my exhibition. Now, usually, when people look at my art, they comment on the bright, vibrant colours I use. However, this journalist wrote a glowing review where she specifically praised the shadows in my work, calling them incredibly expressive.
When the review was published, everything changed. You might think the best thing about it was the sudden fame or the prospect of making a lot of money, but actually, what it really gave me was confidence. Knowing that a respected critic understood my vision made me feel like a true professional.
Following the article, I started receiving inquiries from collectors. I quickly realized I needed a professional front. I briefly considered hiring an agent to manage everything, but the fees were too high. Instead, I sat down with my brother and he designed a website for me. It was simple, but it did the trick perfectly.
Soon after, a few prominent galleries got in touch. Because the urban art scene was booming, they pressured me to produce gritty cityscapes. I experimented with it briefly, but I firmly told them that nature is where my heart is, and that would remain the focus of my collections. Luckily, they respected my artistic integrity.
As my paintings started to sell, my financial situation naturally improved. It was tempting to blow the money on a massive, fancy studio in the city centre or expensive advertising campaigns. However, I decided the smartest move was to invest in premium materials. Buying the best paints and canvases completely transformed the quality of my finished pieces.
Now that I'm established, I like to challenge myself with new mediums. Last year, I dabbled in digital art, and I've always enjoyed photography. At the moment, though, I am dedicating almost all of my studio hours to a massive sculpture. It's a completely different way of working, but I'm finding it incredibly rewarding.
Looking back, people often ask me what the secret to success in the creative industries is. Everyone assumes it's pure, raw talent, or perhaps just being in the right place at the right time. Luck, in other words. But in my experience, patience is what you really need. Success rarely happens overnight, so you have to keep creating, even when nobody is watching.